Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, players?
This is the talk of champions, franchise player.
Always boss player.
Forever.
Welcome into another edition of Franchise Player, a crossover podcast with me, Ben Garrett of the Ole Miss Spirit on Three, and David Johnson of Inside the Rebels 247. Hey, buddy, what's up?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I think I've got a case of camp leg. It's getting up, going to camp every day, walking 5 miles during camp, and my legs are tired.
It's good for you. It's good for your heart.
Yeah, it's good for me. I'm sure it is. But before we move any further, August 16th, shout out to Elvis Presley. It's the day he died in 1977.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were going to stop the festivities and say, no. Ben, in 2 days, happy birthday. No, well, we're talking about
happy birthday in 2 days, Ben. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Had I not said that, would you have known it's my birthday in 2 days? Honestly,
probably not.
Yeah.
To be honest.
At what point?
When's my birthday? My birthday's on July 4th.
I did know that. But here's the thing. I always find it funny when people get upset when you don't remember their birthdays. At some point, there's just like age where it just doesn't matter. You have to expect that no one knows your birthday. And if you're still one of those people like, you forgot my birthday, doesn't that make you the lame one? Not the person that forgot. They're adults. They're not going to remember another grown person's birthday unless it's like your wife.
We're going to remember Elvis's death day along with well over 100,000 people up there at the gates of Graceland today. That's amazing. 45 years ago, and people still, I don't know if there's another death day celebrated and remembered as much as Elvis Presley's.
They show up at Graceland.
I mean, I guarantee you, I don't know how many it's up there, but if you were to drive up there today, you wouldn't get in.
I've been to Graceland once. I've been to Graceland too, multiple times, many times while I was at Ole Miss in the middle of the night and really, really inebriated. Our experiences with Elvis and his legacy are very different.
Yeah, you weren't even born, Ben.
I can name a lot of Elvis songs.
People literally mourned.
I mean, it's 45 years later, we're doing a podcast on Ole Miss football, and you're mourning in real time still.
Well, Elvis was an Ole Miss fan, right?
He did have a sweatshirt one time, so apparently he's an Ole Miss fan.
How many times would Elvis Presley have led the hottie toddy cheer pregame inside the vault had he still been alive?
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
I know it's the dog days of fall camp for Ole Miss.
Because we're talking about this, yes.
Because how many times can we talk about the quarterbacks?
Yeah, really.
Anytime you say anything about the quarterbacks, there are some very, very committed factions.
Yes.
Out of this, yeah. I didn't quite get or fully recognize how dug in some people are about this. I thought we were just talking about a quarterback battle, but no, there are some feelings involved. It's people, and I get it. It's just I was surprised. I was surprised by the intensity of it.
You better believe it. Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned Jackson Dart's name first in a story, the Luke Altmyer faction rises up. You mentioned Luke Altmyer's name first and the Dart faction rises up. You don't mention Kincaid Dent enough and the Dent faction rises up. And, you know, and in some ways, I think Lane is just poking at us with his Kincaid Dent comments. His last two press conferences, the only quarterback's name to come out of Lane's mouth has been Kincaid Dent. He has not uttered the words Jackson Dart or Luke Altmyer.
That's actually really funny.
Not Saturday, not Monday.
That's really great.
Yeah, and I think he knows what he's doing there.
Yes. He absolutely is a king of trolling. Yes, yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing.
It is what it is, but yes, there are factions. It's amazing. I don't know why there are factions, but
I don't either.
There are factions.
100%. I think there's like this false narrative out there, and I don't know where it came from or where it's being kind of pushed from, that there are some in the Ole Miss media who are rooting for one or the other. Where that came from, I have no idea.
You know what? I mean, okay, whatever.
You know what I think it is, honestly? I think it's just, these are human beings. We talk about them in a very general way and not considering that they're human beings, which I get. But they're also our entertainment. And what we do as a job is analyze what they do along with breaking news and all that kind of stuff. So when you're talking about them, you can kind of get flippant in terms of how you're treating personalities. You forget sometimes the human element of it. I get that. So a lot of that frustration has come from stuff Lane Kiffin has said, and we've written about it, but they can't put that frustration on Lane Kiffin or the situation itself, which has been born of what is now a completely different college football environment with NCAA transfer portal. This is a byproduct of that, of the advent of the portal. And rather than direct their frustration where it's warranted, which would be the portal, NCAA people, even Lane Kiffin, who did his job and went and got real competition. He did his job, but they're frustrated because two really good players are competing to start. And rather than direct that where it's supposed to go, they direct it at the big media boogeyman, like we're big, bad, evil people or something. I don't get it.
Yeah,
all I know is that if you talk to anybody of any note, Jackson Dart was the better quarterback on Saturday. And ever since he got here, he's been the favorite to start. It's just Luke had been more consistent because Jackson turned the ball over. And if you say that, that Luke Altmyer had been leading, people would just assume that you're cheering for them. No, that's just the information we're getting, or I had been getting. And I was surprised to learn that Luke had a better fall camp up to this point than Jackson. I didn't know that because we don't get to see it. So rather than direct the frustration at the parties that are responsible, and I don't blame them, this is not a bad situation. I just think that people leaning into the cynicism of it too much because there's nothing else to talk about.
I'd sum the quarterback battle up like this. Jackson Dart has a higher ceiling than Luke Altmyer.
Yes.
Jackson Dart also has a lower floor than Luke Altmyer. I think, and really I didn't really feel this way until Saturday when I saw that scrimmage. And you kind of saw a light click with Jackson Dart, which, by the way, Lane's quote on the record about his top two quarterbacks was he thought they both performed poorly Saturday.
Again, okay. Hilarious. Hilarious.
Dart was 16 of 20, 258 yards, two touchdowns, no picks.
It's fine. I
thought it was pretty good. Numbers don't lie. And Luke didn't play poorly. 14 of 20, 120 yards, no touchdowns. He had the pick.
Yeah, but that was a Hail Mary pick. That doesn't count.
It was a Hail Mary pick, but fans count them just the same.
Yeah.
Kincaid.
Also dangerous. That's why it's also dangerous to look at raw numbers and make judgment.
It is. That's very, very true. But that's it in a nutshell. Dart has a higher ceiling, but he has a lower floor, if that makes any sense. I mean, in other words, Altmyer's not going to go out there and give a game away.
He's not going to crash and burn in spectacular fashion, is what you're saying.
That's right. That's right. And Dart has the potential to do that, but Dart has the potential to make some unbelievable plays. And, we've got 2 weeks. Yeah.
So the floor is, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the floor is throwing six interceptions in a game like Matt Corral, but still keeping your team in the game because you're that talented.
Yeah. Throwing four and a half and being down by two touchdowns at the break. I mean, that's the floor.
You'll have an opportunity to win that game and be in that game because you're that talented. Right.
Yeah, and we've got 2 weeks of the charade left to play, and my guess at this point is Jackson Dart is going to be your starter against Troy unless he throws it in reverse. But we'll see,
It doesn't even matter who starts against Troy. That's the whole thing. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. I actually want to see both quarterbacks play against Troy, because if this team is as good as we think it is, they're going to beat Troy and beat them pretty handily. The Fighting John Summeralls, they're going to beat them. But to as part of this competition, we have to see them play a team that isn't Ole Miss. That's part of it.
It should be a 3 or 4 touchdown win, right. And that is counting the trials and tribulations any team faces game one of the season. Ole Miss has just got more horses, a deeper stable than Troy could ever hope to bring to the table. Troy would almost have to play the perfect game, and Ole Miss would really have to Jacksonville state this one up, you know, for it to be anything other than an Ole Miss victory. And you're right. It really doesn't matter who starts probably the first 4 games.
It doesn't matter.
But it may. It does, in the sense that by the time you play Kentucky October 1st, you want a quarterback and you want him to know he is the man. And I go back to the Matt Corral interception game at Arkansas. Lane stood by him. Matt knew he was the guy, no matter what, after that point. And then all of a sudden, he started playing like he was an all-world gunslinger.
Let's imagine that exact same scenario plays out. Jackson Dart is named the starter. He throws 4 interceptions. You really think he's going to stick with him over Luke Altmyer? It's not like Matt Corral had a Luke Altmyer or a Jackson Dart he was competing with. Lane Kiffin has said this. This is not anything. It's not a media narrative. The big, bad media boogeyman is not out to get anybody. But Lane Kiffin has said this. Matt Corral, it wasn't even close with John Rhys Plumlee. It's not like he had either of those guys to compete with. He didn't have a legitimate contender to take his job. So are we giving that a little bit too much credit to that situation?
Well, probably, because of what your alternative would be. Lane Kiffin knew John Rhys was not going to be the quarterback for that offense, period.
Period.
You know, if Dart goes out and throws 4 picks versus Troy, if he starts, is the temptation there to quickly throw Luke Altmyer in the game or start him the next week versus Central Arkansas?
Or do you script it?
Yeah,
to where,
but I don't think,
you know, they're just getting alternate.
I just don't. I think he'd give him a game to try to clean himself up, if that makes any sense. But we don't know who's going to start. We're making all these leaps based off one scrimmage.
I don't think
they could go out there Saturday. Well, yeah, pretty much it is. I mean, you know, throwing against everyone 7-on-7 and stuff, Altmyer's look very good, very efficient. But, you know, you throw him out there live and Dart kind of carries it away.
I'm tired of it now.
But that was just one Saturday. This Saturday, maybe he throws 3 interceptions. We don't know.
The headline? Luke Altmyer. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's – or Kincaid Dent again.
Kincaid Dent is not starting games for Ole Miss. He's not.
Well, you know, you say that, and I say that, and everybody in the world says that. But tell me why. Tell me why he's not taking reps with the ones or the twos. Completes every pass he throws. Was almost perfect in the spring game. Was perfect Saturday.
So you're in Death Valley. You're down 6 points. A touchdown wins it. It's fourth quarter. 12 seconds left. You're at the 8-yard line. Who do you want to quarterback for Ole Miss in that situation? Jackson Dart, Luke Altmyer, or Kincaid Dent?
I don't know. I just do not know yet.
Okay, rank choice it then. Jackson Dart, Luke Altmyer, Kincaid Dent. It's not that hard.
If I'm on the 8.
Okay, find the 11.
Maybe Luke Altmyer. He's less prone to mistakes. But if I'm on my own 8 and I need to get down the field, it's Jackson Dart.
All right, when is Kincaid Dent in there? At the 50?
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. I'm just saying, man, you know, I don't want to discount what Kincaid Dent's doing. Not that he's going to win this job.
I'm not discounting it. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player. There have been years at Ole Miss in my lifetime where Kincaid Dent would have been the starting quarterback and we'd have been glad of it.
Oh, I think back to 2004. Had David Cutcliffe had Kincaid Dent, because he just couldn't adjust his offense around a quarterback that can move. It had to be a statuesque guy. Not saying Kincaid is, but Ethan Flatt starting over Michael Spurlock. Come on, that was insane. So back in 2004, Michael Spurlock got moved to maybe wide receiver, running back with Kincaid Dent at quarterback. They'd have won seven, eight games.
Well, what about Orgeron's year where he had Seth Adams? He went and pilfered from Delta State.
Oh, God.
I mean, to be honest with you, Seth was behind Scott Eister at Delta State and was not going to get on the field. He comes to Oxford, and he's a starting quarterback.
Well, that's more of an indictment on the coaches, because Brent Schaefer in this day and age would be unreal as a quarterback.
Yeah, he probably would be.
He'd be awesome. Yeah. He's more mobile than Hendon Hooker. He's got a better arm than John Rhys Plumlee. He'd be great.
Brent Schaefer. Yeah. There you go. All right, let's move on. We've talked enough about these quarterbacks. Who knows? We don't know who's going to be the quarterback yet.
No. Putting you on the record right now.
Who are you
rooting for, David?
Oh, yeah. I'm rooting for Lane Kiffin, because it dang sure isn't going to be Charlie Weiss to make the right decision.
It isn't going to be Charlie Weiss. No, it isn't.
Charlie has told us 15 times in his only press conference, it's whatever Lane decides. He did.
That's pretty
You heard good. That press conference? He did.
Yeah. He's letting Lane, as he should, be the one responsible in either direction for what happens. And two, he knows he ain't talking again, so he's not putting himself on the record about nothing. He is Switzerland.
He did not go on the record. His job is to get the quarterbacks, all the quarterbacks, as prepared as they possibly can be for Lane's big decision.
If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, review Talk of Champions in iTunes. And when you do, leave a 5-star review. It doesn't matter what you say. As long as it's 5 stars, this podcast can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Just simply search Talk of Champions. And Talk of Champions is brought to you in part by Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group. When's the last time you thought about retirement? What about saving for your kids' college? In these crazy economic times, working with a professional is of the utmost importance, and that's where my friend Thomas Chandler comes in. Thomas is a financial planner with Capital Financial Group, and he wants to help you make the right decisions for your financial future. So give him a call today at 662-296-0186. That's 662-296-0186, and tell him that Ben sent you for a no-cost consultation, and get started toward financial independence today with Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group.
Your Ole Miss baseball Rebels are national champions. Yes, that really happened. Your eyes did not deceive you. And what better way to celebrate, since we all spent way too much money getting to and back home from Omaha, than with a new car? Well, the only place to buy a car in Oxford, Mississippi is Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. From new and used sales to parts and service, Alan Samuels of Oxford aims to provide a truly stellar automotive experience. And what separates Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from every other dealership is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. They'll get you in the car you want at a price point that you can afford. Give them a call today, 662-234-8000. Ask for Brian or Mason to tell them Talk of Champions sent you, because now Talk of Champions actually makes sense. Ole Miss baseball won a national championship, and they'll get you in your dream car with your Ole Miss Omaha magnet planted right there on the driver's side door. They're located at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's 2201 East University Avenue. That's just past Kroger. Contact them today, 662-234-8000. That's Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram of Oxford, a proud sponsor of the national champion Talk of Champions podcast.
BNA Bank is celebrating 125 years of local banking. For generations, BNA Bank has been a stable fixture in Northeast Mississippi, supporting and investing in our local small businesses, local schools, local community events, local charities, and so much more. At BNA Bank, we believe in our local communities, businesses, and organizations because we are a local business, too. Thank you for choosing to bank local with BNA Bank.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters. For the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18,
Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring-Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the dominating story in camp, and it's what everybody online is talking about on Twitter, on message boards. It doesn't matter. It's the quarterback stuff, and it's just funny how it's evolved into media factions rooting. I don't know of these media factions. I only know a handful of guys on the beat anymore, like you and Neil and Chase and Chuck and whatever, and I don't know of anybody rooting for anybody, but I will say this. Everybody wants the same thing, the best player to win and win games, because winning games is the only thing that's good for everybody. The team.
Okay, so the Troy game rolls around.
Yes.
Lane starts, Kincaid Dent lets him play the first series. What do you think? I mean,
I think Kincaid Dent's good enough to beat Troy.
Dent's a starter. Yeah.
I don't really care who starts against Troy. I just don't care. Because I think both are going to play. I'm with you. I'm with Bradley Sal. I'm with everyone who said the same thing. Y'all have all brought up that Kentucky.
October 1st.
That day. That's when it really matters. Shit or get off the pot with one of the quarterbacks. Because that's what Lane Kiffin. You can't do this. Because I can already hear it. I can hear Ole Miss fans yelling into their radios or whatever they might be listening to this on. Their headphones. Why? You've got two quarterbacks. You keep playing two quarterbacks. Whatever. Lane Kiffin offensively. He tailors his offense. It's very adaptable. He tailors it to whoever, whatever his personnel is. And it's just not ideal for who he is as a strategist and as a play caller to try to build an offense around two quarterbacks for the entire year. You just can't do that. And it's the old football adage anyway. If you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one. So for Ole Miss, it's just finding that guy and allowing Lane to tailor his offense, which is always going to be a fun and up-tempo and high-octane offense around that quarterback and their strengths, whatever those are deemed to be.
You know, and if it works out, and he said he'd rather have a quarterback sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're exactly right with what you just said. He's not too keen on playing two quarterbacks. And we all step back and go, well, you could play both in September, let them play it out. It affects the system in terms of what Lane wants to call. So, and I think that's a great point you made. You know, what I would say is either Jackson Dart or Luke Altmaier, one or the other, is about to go from one of the most relevant people on the team to the guy that we're never going to see in the interview room anymore. We're really never going to have calls to talk about anymore. Unless, knock on wood, there's injury.
I heard you knocking, literally knocking on wood during the podcast.
I'm knocking on wood, absolutely. So, you know, there are some weird dynamics at play here. Weird dynamics.
It's weird. It feels weird.
You know, by week three, if you have a quarterback, I mean, nobody's going to be talking about the number two guy. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, they will. The minute that quarterback that wins it throws an interception or two And then it'll be all the media created this because apparently I'm fine with that. It's kind of hilarious for many people to think that the media, whatever that means to you, and I put that in air quotes, the media, it's fun to think of the power that many give us that I wish we had, but do not. If I had this power, I would have used it for much, much different things.
Well, I don't know of any power that comes with being in the media. You're just
entertaining.
Yeah, we're just telling the story, but but that's okay. You're always going to have people accusing you of wanting this and wanting that and doing what you can to get this and that. You know, whatever. I mean, I would venture to say,
Luke, David, take your Luke Altmaier Superman shirt off
right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, we have so much influence. I'd venture to say if Lane knew very many of our first names or last names.
All right, over under 2.5. No, that's a little low. 3.5 media members' first names that Lane Kiffin knows.
Under.
Yeah.
Under.
Yeah.
Under.
Maybe three.
I mean, as far as that goes, he's probably other Ole Miss coaches have known us all. I'll just say that.
I don't even care.
Well, it doesn't matter. It really does not matter. We're just the faceless blobs out there covering his football team.
Pretty accurate. I feel like a blob every day now. I got to get more committed to this treadmill.
Hey, one other note. Ben Brown has been cut. Has been placed on injured reserve. Duh. Not cut. Placed on IR by the Cincinnati Bengals due to the bicep injury that apparently just won't leave him alone. I think they're planning on keeping him on contract for the year, which would be a great thing, and trying again next year and seeing how things go. But best of luck to Ben and his recovery, as that news is breaking out of Cincinnati this morning.
What other news is breaking that's Ole Miss related? Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be breaking, but other news that has your attention this morning. New segment. News that has David's attention this morning. Go.
Oh, man. I love when you put me on the spot right there.
That's when it's good.
All right. Since we talked about Ben Brown, let's move to the offensive line. Something going on up there, okay? And I think it has everything to do with Jaden Williams, the redshirt freshman out of Conway, Arkansas. Man, he's had an incredible camp. And, you look up Saturday, you look up Monday, Jaden Williams running with the first team. Now, Mason Brooks is out. He came off the field on his own power Saturday, but did not practice yesterday. I understand he's in concussion protocol, which you know how it is. In this brutal sport of football, a door opens, a guy steps in. Sometimes hard to get your groove back. But Jaden Williams to left tackle with the first team. Jeremy James back over to his old right tackle position. Now, somebody out of those six, and those six being Jeremy James, Nick Broker, Caleb Warren, Eli Acker, Mason Brooks, Jaden Williams, is on the sidelines. And
we can narrow that down, though, David. We know for sure.
Yeah,
Nick Broker and Jeremy James are going to be in that 25. Yes,
absolutely. Yes.
But Mason
now everything
Brooks,
else. Mm-hmm. Everything else kind of up in the air right now, and you know, a lot of high expectations put on Brooks coming out of the portal. Trust me, it's hard to find offensive tackles in the transfer portal that are worth a flip.
And he's been really good. It's just Jaden Williams has had a good camp.
Jaden Williams has been incredible. I'm excited about this redshirt freshman's future. You're going to have somebody out of those six not playing against Troy. Now, we know how injuries go and things can happen. God, we saw Ben Brown go down last year and the offense kind of collapsed. But you know, it's a good thing. The competition is fierce on the offensive line. And it's not just Jaden Williams, although I think he's head and shoulders above everybody else that's been on the second team. But, you know, Cedric Melton, Tobias Braun, all those guys on the second unit have looked really good.
Micah Pettis.
So Micah Pettis has looked good. I mean, you know, there's some depth up there. Lane alluded to that Monday. You know, he said, you know, we're all talking about the defensive line depth, but, you know, we've probably got more depth on the offensive line than we have ever had here. And I agree with that. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But
no praying that Emmanuel McCray's knees hold up for 12 games.
No, not this year. But that's kind of caught my attention. And I got to be honest with you, I was a little worried about place kicking. I'm not anymore. Jonathan Cruz, man, the kid looks incredible.
And he's cocky. He is cocky.
I am a little worried about the punter.
Don't worry, I got it under control. Ben Garrett, the punter, has it under control. We're good.
Okay then.
All right.
Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you. We watched Charlie Pollack punt during the pregame of the scrimmage Saturday. And you couldn't have picked him as a college football player out of a lineup. I'll say that.
I'll say this. Young Ole Miss fan in college right now at Ole Miss, and you love Ole Miss sports, if you obviously have to if you're listening to this podcast on August 16th, 2022, with school coming up. If there is not a devoted student section for Charlie Pollack, y'all are doing it wrong.
True. Very true.
If there is not a Gingers for Pollack in that I will join you one Saturday. I will film it. Gingers for Pollack.
Good God. Gingers for Pollack.
We have to pull together. I'm a ginger. We have to pull together. If we don't stay together, everybody's going to come after us.
Yeah. Okay.
All Gingers right. for Pollack. I will join you on Saturday. Or just a student section. I mean, come on. This is a great story. And Lane Kiffin, the god of trolling, has already built a brand for this kid. He's had stories written about him just making up some bull crap about, oh, I guess we found him at a frat party. It isn't true, but because of the aggregation day and age we live in sports media, people latched onto it and said, hey, apparently almost grabbed his kicker from a frat party. He said it tongue-in-cheek, but now, hey, let's wear frat shirts and be gingers for Pollack in the student section. I'll join you. Sure.
Yeah, I'm not, but I get it. That's
what number is he? What number is he?
We haven't seen Charlie in a jersey yet.
Charlie, so, if you're not wearing 69, you've done messed up.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. No.
What? Why not? The absurdity is the fun of it.
That was the year of the Elvis comeback special, I believe.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now we're back on Elvis. We came back to Elvis. How did we get here?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
News that has your attention this morning. Charlie Pollack doesn't look like a football player.
Yeah, he didn't really. But
God bless you, Charlie. God bless you, man, because if you make it, any of us can make it, man. And I'm not being disrespectful. It's like Peter Parker and Spider-Man. Anybody could have gotten bitten by the spider. Anybody. Charlie Pollack, you could have been anybody. But you, on your own, are the Ole Miss punter. So let's go.
Charlie got bit by the spider. All of a sudden, he's Spider-Man. I love it.
Yes. Gingers for Pollack.
Yeah, and we all know Lane doesn't like to kick very much. So, you know, maybe game 3-4 before we ever see Charlie.
But exactly. Can you imagine the response from the student section committed to him once he finally gets out there to kick, wearing number 69?
Oh, my God. Quit that.
Why? Who cares? We're the big bad media, remember?
Yeah, well, I hear you. I keep getting asked this question about when the baseball team's going to get their championship rings. November 12th is what I'm hearing, the Alabama game. But don't quote me on that. That's funny.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, apparently that's the plan. The book is going to come out that week. The season's going to come out that week. And oh, some bling will be put on the players' hands at halftime that week.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's baseball week. They're going to do a whole baseball themed thing. Please then beat Alabama. And yeah. Can you imagine all the stuff we've been talking about, David? Think about it. Think about what we've been talking about for so long. Now that Ole Miss has won a national championship in baseball, the program that frustrated Ole Miss fans more than any other program over the last 20 years, not forever, but the last 20 years because of how close they've gotten and not and just done Ole Miss stuff. Then they win a national championship. Now that that has happened, anything is possible, right? Can you imagine? We've been talking about this. We can dream. We can talk about Ole Miss getting to Atlanta, this team having the talent, one of the most talented teams in preseason we've ever seen. Maybe the most talented. Top to bottom. Maybe not top end talent, but top to bottom. Right.
No, I agree.
So if anything's possible, we can talk about these things. Atlanta, and if you get to Atlanta, obviously, you're in the playoff discussion, national championship discussion. So can you imagine the festivities after a baseball lead-up celebrating one of the greatest achievements in Ole Miss athletics history, and then Ole Miss beats Alabama? Imagine hope springing eternal that Saturday.
Yeah, and, you know, unlike when we beat Alabama in 2014 at the Vault, I hope there's not some lone security officers taking down three or four frat boys. I saw this with my own eyes. Literally thousands of people rushing the field. And some of Oxford's finest honed in on three or four frat boys, clotheslined them to the ground, probably tased them, cuffed them, and took them away.
It was probably the gingers for Pollock.
It probably was. One of them was ginger, I think. But
we're people too.
I mean that was just one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Stop, you cynical jerk. Dream.
Want it to happen again.
Just dream with me for just a moment. Anything is possible. Now Ole Miss is going to have this celebration of Ole Miss's baseball national championship, one of the most incredible Ole Miss moments any of us will ever experience in our lifetimes, we can believe. And you come back and say, hey, cops,
let the kids tear the goalpost down, march them through the square, all over the dadgum town, without any
incident,
law enforcement interference. That's all I'm saying. And I am a law enforcement officer supporter.
You don't have to. You don't have to add that. You don't have to add that caveat. I support law. Why do we have to do this in 2022? I support law enforcement just because you say, hey, it was a shitty thing to do. You don't have to apologize for saying that. It was a shitty thing to do.
Red Rebel 2005 is going to hear that David Johnson's anti-cop.
That's why because you're also the same guy that's wearing Luke Altmaier colors under your shirt.
No, it's Jackson Dart this year.
Oh, okay. Jackson Dart. Yeah. It's Jackson Dart today. It'll be Luke Altmaier tomorrow. And then Kincaid Dent on the day after next.
That's right. I'm also pulling hard for Isaiah Woolard to crack the starting lineup at running back.
First of all, no one's doing that, but how can you not root for that guy?
I love him.
He gets some carries.
I'm telling you, he is a great kid.
Yeah.
He came in here under terrible circumstances, if you remember, like a tornado had just destroyed their home.
And also, right. he was the Cam Akers fallout.
No, it was like the spring of 2003 when Isaiah Woolard was signing with Ole Miss. And a tornado. No, seriously, the tornado.
Oh, yeah.
It just wiped him out of everything. And, he keeps his course. He comes here. He actually stars for Ole Miss in a couple games. Ran for 100 and something yards against Vandy, many years ago. And
he will have that forever. But if Isaiah Woolard is getting a bunch of carries this year, something happened to their top four.
Yeah, well, something did. But I'm going to tell you, Isaiah's had a good count. He really has.
Well, hey.
Production-wise.
Hey, I need you to take off all of your Luke Altmyer or Jackson Dart gear for today. Be completely neutral, because apparently, you know, us Ole Miss media, we're cheerleading. We're cheerleading for a particular candidate. I don't even know which candidate are we uniformly cheering for. Do we even know who it is?
Yeah, we're pulling for the quarterback. And, you know, yeah, I mean, you got to even be careful with headlines nowadays.
Yes.
I mean, your guy Jake, oh, my gosh. I mean, he only was said, and he's chastised on Twitter about it.
Well, that's because all of us collectively have the attention span of dogs, which is like 4 seconds. We don't listen to the podcast. We react to the headline, which is fine. But also, we put these headlines to get people's attention. We get their attention for only 4 seconds. They react to it. Then we wonder, why did you react to that? Then some of them actually click and listen to the podcast. And we're like, thank you for listening. But again, engagement is engagement is engagement. So we're all trapped in this vicious cycle of hate. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Cynical. It is. Assholery. It's terrible.
You know what else was terrible?
What's that?
Woodstock 1999.
Good Lord, David. No.
I watched that documentary. Oh, my God.
Oh, why, are you watching anything on Netflix right now?
Yeah, well, that's what I was watching.
Okay. Watch I Just Shot My Dad.
Oh, I did. I've watched that. Yes.
Amazing. Yeah.
You know, I ended up feeling really sorry for this guy.
Yeah. Horrible.
Terrible life, a terrible everything, all out of his control. And he snapped.
Now, if one of these quarterbacks snapped on us, I would think that was cynical, because they obviously have misplaced anger. But
yeah, I worry about Luke Altmyer snapping on us sometimes, particularly after media day. But,
yeah, that was strange. That was strange. It's not like this is exclusive to Jackson Dart and his peoples being upset. Everybody's upset, and I get it, because they have to direct their frustration at the situation somewhere. Directed at us. Again, gives us something to talk about on August 16th when we've been repeating ourselves at this point. I mean, it's time for a game, honestly.
Well, Luke directed it at everybody. You know, and he you said it. You walked into media day and Luke Altmyer had something he wanted to say.
He had some things. Hey, David, see you later this week, man.
Sounds good.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.